From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. An array of new abortion regulations could make it more difficult for Planned Parenthood to expand as planned in Missouri. Jason Rosenbaum has more on the fallout from the legislature's special session.
A federal judge knocked down some of Missouri's abortion laws earlier this year, including one that requires doctors to be able to admit patients to hospitals. Because of that ruling, Planned Parenthood said it would open new clinics in Springfield, Joplin, and Kansas City, and reopen one in Columbia. But Planned Parenthood spokesman Jesse Lauder says legislation that senators sent to Governor Eric Greitens on Tuesday may complicate those plans. The bill requires more testing of fetal tissue and that physicians meet with a patient 72 hours before an abortion.
We will need to review the specifics of the bill that was passed and determine if it will have any impact on our expansion of abortion care in Missouri.
St. Louis has Planned Parenthood's only abortion clinic in the state. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri handed a case of potential misappropriation of funds by a former staff member over to the MU Police Department. The Columbia Missourian reports the case involves suspected misappropriation of funds from student organizations affiliated with Greek Life. The funds were from an external account. MU officials did not disclose the amount of money or identify the accounts involved. Policies and practices for managing external accounts are being reviewed. A Missouri woman has reached a settlement in a lawsuit she filed against a former neighbor imprisoned for killing her 9-year-old daughter in 2009. Patricia Priest signed a deal Monday that requires the convicted killer, Alyssa Bustamante, to pay Priest more than $5 million. Bustamante was 15 when she killed the Priest's daughter, Elizabeth. Prosecutors say Bustamante committed the crime to see how it felt to kill someone. She was sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Bustamante is now 23. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports she signed the agreement in March. It wasn't immediately clear how or if Bustamante would be able to pay the settlement. Messages left with attorneys for both women by the Associated Press weren't returned. A new $20 million facility will combine faculty offices, classrooms, and a dormitory in one building to accommodate a growing student body at Columbia College. The Columbia Missourian reports that Columbia College announced plans Monday for the four-story building, which would provide about 60,000 square feet of space. College officials said in a statement that the school saw a 13% increase in student enrollment last fall and expects more growth. The facility will house School of Business Administration offices, 6 classrooms, and a larger event center on the first floor. A 150-bed dormitory will take up the second, third, and fourth floors. Construction is slated to begin in spring 2018, and the building is expected to be finished by August 2019. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.